As we go to the table this morning, it's just this simple. Where great truths of God exist, the God of this world would take and twist those truths so to have an effect that God's people lose the message, the table of the Lord is simple. It involves a cup with wine and a piece of broken bread. High liturgical services are not required to participate at this table. Mysterious theologies are not part of what Jesus instituted. The hocus pocus, the transubstantiation, which some teach. The closed communion, which others teach that one needs to be worthy to participate at this table. The message is simple. We have a cup of wine. It's a symbol to bring to remembrance what the Lord Jesus Christ, number one, who the Lord Jesus Christ is, the Son of God, and what he did, he gave his life as payment for all our sins. Wine of itself is a symbol of joy. And the Christian comes to this table participating with joy through the understanding that Jesus has set him free and has taken upon himself the penalty for our sins and has, by doing so, removed the penalty from us. That's what the cup represents. It's simple. If you can discern what Jesus did for you, take this cup with me and joyously proclaim that Jesus has set me free from all my sins. The grace of God. Hallelujah. Bread is here at this table. It represents His flesh, which was given for us. Bread is, it is the sustenance of life. The opposite of life is sickness, disease, infirmities. And the Word of God declares over and over and over again, that that which is the opposite of life, that is sickness, disease, and infirmities, that as He took our sins upon Himself, He also took all our sicknesses, and with His stripes, we were healed. If you understand this, take this bread also with joy and say with me, with His stripes, I was healed in Jesus. Amen.